Good day. I'm Anjuwe James Soyez with GIS Midday News for Friday, June 3. Coming up, government ramps up activities to curb the spread of the Zika virus. Public investment management system launched and Bureau of Standards to implement labeling system by year end. The details after the break. Government pensioners, there are now several ways to connect with the Accountant General's Department as we modernize our operations to serve you better. Call the AGD at 922-8320-7, 922-7906 or toll free at 1-888-991-3005. Send an email to info@treasury.gov.jm. Find us on Facebook or live chat with an agent at treasury.gov.jm. And we've now added WhatsApp messaging. WhatsApp us at 818-6583. The Accountant General's Department, touching the life of every Jamaican. Now the news. The Ministry of Health will be providing 20,000 bed nets over the next 6 months to pregnant women who visit antenatal clinics. The intervention is among a number of additional initiatives being implemented by the ministry to curtail the spread of the Zika virus in Jamaica. The country has recorded 16 cases of the virus, two of which are pregnant women. Health Minister Dr. Christopher Tufton says some expectant mothers may not be aware of the risks to their unborn babies, as only one out of every four persons with the virus will show clear symptoms.
We estimate that this number of confirmed cases is just a small portion of what is actually the reality in terms of the persons who could possibly be infected. As the WHO indicates, that as much as 70% of the population of a country may be infected over time.
The Zika virus, a mosquito-borne illness, has been linked to microcephaly, a condition where a baby is born with an abnormally small head. Dr. Tufton says the ministry will continue to monitor pregnant women at the community level throughout their pregnancies. In the meantime, the Ministry of Health will be employing 1,000 workers initially for 3 months to support the public health teams in engaging island-wide vector control and public education activities. The ministry will also engage in heightened house-to-house surveillance, island-wide education sessions through community groups, and vector control activities through fogging and larvicial activities. Portfolio Minister Dr. Christopher Tufton says the government has allocated an additional $100 million to ramp up the second phase of its activities.
Through the charitable services of Food for the Poor, we are in the process of ordering some 50,000 drum covers. It's a mesh that would secure water in those drums. We may need a couple hundred thousand. We're going to start with 50,000 in short order. But we're also going to be dialoguing with local manufacturers to see to what extent we can encourage the production of this particular item and making it available in the hardware stores.
The Ministry of Health will be distributing the drum covers to residents in high-risk communities to prevent mosquito breeding. Citizens are also being urged to treat water stored in drums once per week with 3 drops of cooking oil to kill mosquito larvae. The Ministry of Finance and the Public Service has officially launched its Public Investment Management System, PIMS. The online platform is designed to enable the ministry to have greater oversight for publicly funded development projects. The overall goal is to reduce uncoordinated spending by different ministries, agencies, and public entities in Jamaica.
Public Investment Management System process here will improve project design and project implementation that matches overall development objectives and goals. It will create a greater impact of the public sector investment program on economic growth. This process will enhance monitoring and evaluation to ensure value for money and greater transparency and accountability in public investment systems.
Financial Secretary in the Ministry of Finance, Devon Rose, speaking at the launch of the program on Thursday. Financial and technical assistance in the establishment of PIMS were provided by the World Bank and the UK-based Department for International Development, DFID. And Industry Minister Carl Samuda says the Bureau of Standards Jamaica, BSJ, will be implementing a labeling system for locally manufactured products by the end of this year. Minister Samuda says this is against the background that some manufacturers engage in practices that put consumers at risk and deny the country of duties and taxes from imported raw materials.
We are going to implement a system where anywhere we go throughout the length and breadth of this country and find products without a Bureau of Standards label on it, it will be confiscated.
Mr. Samuda says the system will provide additional revenue for the country and spur economic growth. That was GIS News. I'm Anjui James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.